Hello, this is Greg with Gamers with Coffee. This is the 4th of July edition. Just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. I have a special guest star. Her name is Jaden. Can you say hi, Jaden?
Hi.
What kind of games do you like, Jaden?
I like Fortnite, Minecraft, and Tanks.
Fortnite, Minecraft, and Tanks. Well, that's pretty well rounded out. We do have a little bit of news, so she's going to sit here with me while we do this. And just going to update you real quick, you guys. On Xbox One, on the free games, they do have one out here in this July. It's called Big Crown Showdown. So it's going to put you against your friends in three different medieval worlds with 15 courses to play through. Your objective is going to be to try to stay on the course, avoid hazards, up to four players, or just local play. You can also try to shove your friends off the path. So that will make it fun. You can push each other off. In the middle of the month is another game called Meet the Robinsons. So in this one, you're going to play Wilbur Robinson. You have to hunt down a bad guy with the kind of funny name of Bowler Hat Guy. So 40 missions, 6 environments, puzzle solving, and you battle bad guys. You have to do this, of course, with just scientific gadgets. So that's going to be interesting. So it'll be out in the middle of July here. And then one last game for Xbox Live is a game made by the people who made Limbo. You're going to play basically as a small boy in a really creepy environment that you have to make your way through. And of course, you're unarmed. You're just going to have to make your way through. Backwards compatible news. Well, you might remember a little tiny game from 1997 called Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Many of you are going to know that. That's going to be backward compatible. For the PS4, they had a last minute changeup. According to what I've been reading. So right now they swapped out Pro Evolution Soccer 2019, which would have been, I believe, the 18th game in their installment, for a game called Detroit's Become Human. And this game, it's, you know, set in a not too distant future. Robot / android type machines, they're part of your everyday life and they are servants for you. And so they're kind of treated as a subclass. And you're just going to be able to play as three different types. And as you go through the story, you're going to make decisions about how it affects it. I mean, it's kind of interesting. And at the rate that we're approaching robotic servants, it's kind of interesting. So you can check that out. Now, as the 4th of July here, Jaden, you wanted to wish everybody a happy 4th of July?
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah. You guys out there, have a good day. Be careful with those fireworks. And just enjoy it if you can. Stay safe, and that's it for now. Goodbye.